Morning, brothers and sisters. We are doing our series on Book of Jude. So in that, the main thing is we should rely on Word of God. Our spiritual life is connected with the Bible. One of the greatest problem in the church, according to the Word of God, there are so many people, they rely on their own experience, relying on their dreams. We have seen many books. I have studied when I was a child to know Word of God. Then I read some bad things about Word of God. They got some experiences that they went to the hell and heaven, and they have seen and touched the feet of Jesus Christ. Then there are so many weird things they explain. They say that we got special revelation from ourselves by God, by rejecting Word of God. They won't rely on Word of God, brothers and sisters, but their own self-revelations. Relying on their dreams, visions, and personal feelings, we can say that. What is the danger of self-revelation in the church? What do you say? What is the danger of self-revelations? We should understand. So, the danger of self-revelation is to reject sufficiency of Christ, sufficiency of Word of God. If you want to know what God's Word, then you should read the Bible, not you should depend on your dreams and feelings. See, if we rely on dreams and special revelations by ourselves, what we need to do? Then we have to eat delicious food and we go to our bedroom and sleep to get new revelations from God. Then close the door and waiting for the Christ, so that he may come into your room and he will say some things. My child, I am with you. There are so many things you heard. You are told about these things. You heard. These are not relying on Word of God, but relying on their own experiences. This is not true. But here, the Jude, he is going to explain us these false teachers. They rely on their own experiences and dreams. Verse 8 to 10. Jude, please open your Bible. Jude epistle. There is only one chapter. Verse 8 to 10. Verse 8 to 10. Yet in the same way, these men also by dreaming defile the flesh and reject authority and revile angelic majesties. Verse 9. But Michael the archangel, when he disputed with the devil and argued about the body of Moses, did not dare pronounce against him a reviling judgment, but said, "The Lord rebuke you." But these men revile the things which they do not understand, and the things which they know by instinct, like unreasoning animals. By these things they are destroyed. So we can clearly understand the theme of this passage. Relying on God's revelation, not self-revelations. Because verse 8 says, by dreaming, they defile the flesh, reject authority, revile angelic majesties. The result of dreaming. So what is the meaning of dreaming? When we see, the meaning of dreaming is following personal experiences that they claim are from God, but they lead to disobey God's written word of God. The false teachers often claim dreams as authoritative, the divine source from new truths. Their new truths are just lies, brothers and sisters. Whatever they are getting, the new revelations through their dreams, through their visions, those are not from Word of God. We know that false teachers are not relying on God's Word, but their own revelations, but we must depend on God's revelations. We must love Word of God. That is the warning we have here. One pastor said, if someone is ministering to you who gets direct message from God, run. Run from that minister. Run from that church who is getting direct revelation, direct message out of Word of God. You should run. We should run after the preachers, ministers, those who preach Word of God already written in the Bible. Brothers and sisters, when we rely on these false teachers, which has come through personal revelation of false teachers, then we will fall in the danger of their deceptions. But here Jude is being a loving pastor, explains their characteristics of those who rely on their own sinful revelation. But here Jude motivating us, warning us to rely on God's revelation. If you won't rely on God's revelation, you will fall into the same sins of these false teachers. Here we have three sinful characteristics of dreamers that open our eyes to see the sufficiency of God's word. First sinful characteristic of dreamers that opens our eyes to see the sufficiency of God's word is they practice immorality, not purity. They practice immorality, not purity. Verse 8 says, yet in the same way, these men also by dreaming defile the flesh. The primary sense is to stain the meaning. Naturally, it means to paint in color. These false teachers paint their bodies with sexual sins. That is the meaning. Because the word defile means carries a reference to licentious sex, act that defile the flesh. These false teachers have the licentious passion in themselves. Because they are not obeying word of God, because they are not reading word of God, they are falling in the temptation of immorality. It says, verse 8, yet in the same way. It is going to verse 7. Verse 7 says, just as Sodom, Gomorrah, and the cities around them, since they in the same way as these indulged in gross immorality and went after strange flesh. They are unfaithful, their spouses, because they are fornicators. Here Jude is explaining clearly that these false teachers are following these cities, Sodom and Gomorrah, all around their cities. They are acting like these people. They are practicing immoral things. Two behaviors of these false teachers who practice immorality, that is unfaithful behavior. First behavior of those who practice immorality is unfaithful behavior. We can see that because they are following these cities. The second behavior they have, that is unnatural behavior. Unnatural behavior. Verse 8 says, because of it is going back to the verse 7. Because these cities, these people, they followed homosexuality. They went after strange flesh. That means these false teachers, those days, Jude days, these false teachers are doing all sinful acts. So that is, he is explaining that. These are their characteristics, their unfaithful behavior and their unnatural behavior. They don't follow Jesus Christ, brothers and sisters, who is undefiled and holy. Even believers, we don't have strength to live righteous life, but we must depend on Christ Jesus. We must follow Jesus Christ. We must depend on Christ. Hebrews chapter 7 verse 26 says that, for it was fitting for us to have a such high priest, holy, innocent, undefiled, separated from sinners and exalted above the heavens. Jesus Christ He is the high priest who can help us to live moral life, brothers and sisters. He is our strength to live godly life, to overcome this kind of sins. But he can help you through his word only, not through dreams, not through your experiences, personal experience. He will use the word of God to change your heart, to help, to strengthen your heart. But I am encouraging you, Jesus Christ will help you to overcome this sin because he is holy. He is holy. Four biblical tips to be faithful to your spouses. Just I am helping you to have some biblical help. The first biblical help you can see, love your spouse. To avoid this sinful act, to have holiness in your marriage, first you should love your spouse. When you are loving your spouse, right, how can you look after some woman or some man? So that is the main issue we can learn here. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 25 says, husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church, gave himself up for her. Not only husband, but wife also show submissive love toward her husband. When husband and wife, they both have love each other, how they will go do these kind of sins? So first thing is we should love your spouse. The second tip to be faithful to spouse is prioritize your time. Prioritize your time. 1 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 5 says, stop depriving one another, except by agreement for a time, so that you may devote yourself to prayer and come together again, so that Satan will not tempt you because of your lack of self-control. Prioritize your time. Third biblical tip, you know, be satisfied in your marriage. Be satisfied in your marriage. If you are not satisfied in your marriage, then you will do these kind of sins. These false teachers, they are not satisfied in their marriage. They went after other things. They have done unnatural behavior and unfaithful behavior. The fourth tip, biblical tip, to be faithful to spouse is remember God's judgment. God will judge. You know, Hebrews chapter 13 verse 4 says, marriage is to be held in honor among all, and the marriage bed is to be undefiled. For fornicators and adulterers, God will judge. God will judge those people. So these are the tips. When we remember these things, when we see the helps from the Bible, then we will live godly life. Christ Jesus, help us, brothers and sisters, through his word only, through his word, to live righteous life. Brothers and sisters, if you want to live a life which pleases God, you must rely on word of God, the power of Christ's resurrection. He will help you. Paul said, Philippians chapter 2, verse 13, for it is God that is working in you. God is working in your heart. But he said, verse 12, work out your salvation. That is our responsibility to live godly life. But God will help us. God is doing work in us because we are born again people. We are his people. He will help to overcome these sins. Maybe a single man, unmarried man, they say, so what about for me? You are explaining, giving tips to married people, married couple. See, you should love Christ more and more in your life. You should be satisfied in Christ. You know, there is no marriages in heaven. Do you believe? Marriage is not a most important thing in Christian life, but Christ alone. There is no marriages in heaven, but as a single man, as a single woman, you should satisfy with Christ. You should love Christ, follow Christ, then you will overcome these all things. You will have the purity because of Christ Jesus. The second sinful characteristic of dreamers that opens our eyes to see the sufficiency of God's word is they reject lordship with their pride. They reject lordship with their pride. Verse 8. Yet in the same way, these men also by dreaming defile the flesh and reject authority. They reject authority. These are the same like these fallen angels who rejected their God. They want to become God. They want to reach most high God. Because they do not like to submit the authority of God. Like these fallen angels, these false teachers reject the authority, brothers and sisters. They don't like to submit. They like to rule. They want to pass the rule. They won't obey. Like these false angels, false fallen angels. They reject all authority by rejecting Christ's authority. Two ways that they reject God's authority. The first way is habitually. When we see verse 8, that is continuous action, ongoing state. They won't do sometimes. That is their habit. Their habit is rejecting God's authority, rejecting scripture authority. They don't like to submit to God. They like to rule themselves. They want to do whatever they want. Second way that they reject their authority is pridefully. Pridefully, habitually and pridefully. Verse 8, we can see that. They are rejecting the lordship of Christ because they are prideful. We know verse 4, Jude verse 4 says, they deny our master and Lord Jesus Christ. Rejecting authority is rejecting lordship of Christ. When you reject Christ in your life, you are rejecting his authority. But these false teachers, they always habitually, continuously rejecting Christ's authority in their life. Here Jude, the rejecting, denying is, we can understand here, the false teachers disclaim association with Jesus. They deny. Sometimes they deny through their words. Sometimes they deny through their actions. So they are always, because they are prideful, they are rejecting Christ Jesus. They are not obedient to Christ Jesus. We need to obey God's authority. As a church, we must obey God's authority. That is mandatory for the church. How? Who is our model? We have our models. So that is Jesus Christ. Our model for submitting to authority. Our model for submitting to authority. Jesus as man. Jesus Christ is humble man who submitted God's authority entirely his human life on the earth. He equal with God the Father in essence, but when he came to the earth as baby through virgin birth of Mary, he submitted his dad and mom. Luke chapter 2 verse 51 says, they went down with them and came to Nazareth. He continued in submission to them. His mother treasured all these things in her heart. See, when we see Jesus Christ, being a God, he submitted to his mommy daddy on his earth as a man. Then he submitted to God the Father to take the cup which we deserve. Luke chapter 22 verse 42 says, Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done. To take sinners' punishment, he obeyed God the Father. He became obedient to point of death, even death on the cross. So his whole life, he submitted to God the Father. His whole life is submission. See, why I am encouraging you. Why I am telling the model, great model? Because we need to submit to God's authority. So if Jesus submitted to God as a man, we must submit. Then we have Paul. He called himself many times as slave of Christ. He lived for the word of God and preached the word of God. And he continued, counted all these things to know Christ more and more. He did not please man. He lived for the authority of gospel. He lived for the Christ. That's why he said many times, I am slave of Christ. I am a bond servant of Christ. He said, Galatians chapter 1 verse 10, for am I now seeking the favor of men or of God? Am I striving to please men? If I were trying to please men, I would not be a bond servant of Christ. Then we have Jude. He said verse 1, right? What he said, verse 1. Jude, a bond servant of Jesus Christ. He is a half-brother of Jesus, but he said, I am a bond servant. Because he was submitting to Christ Jesus. Brothers and sisters, submitting to God's authority, word of God, it is not burden. But sometimes it looks like burden, but there is a joy in it. For example, when we are coming to the church or going to the office, then there is a traffic jam. So you are not able to move at least half kilometer or 1 kilometer. Very too much traffic you have. If there is no one policeman, what will happen? Everybody will want to do whatever they want, then nobody will move. When there is a policeman, when he is showing who should go, who should not go, then when we follow the policeman, then traffic will clear. We will reach our destiny. We will reach our church. We will go to whatever we want. See, obeying the rules, obeying the authority of that policeman, giving joy, not giving frustrations, right? When we obey word of God, we will get joy. But present time, it is not sweet, it is not joyful. But longer time, it will be joyful. It will be joyful. See, the obeying word of God is not burden, brothers and sisters. It is joyful thing. We must not take, that is a very hard thing, but we must submit. God's sinful characteristics of dreamers that open our eyes to see the sufficiency of God's word is they speak slanderously, not respectfully. They speak slanderously, not respectfully. Verse 8 to 10. Revile angelic majesties. See verse 10. But these men revile the things which they do not understand. So here, these false teachers, they are speaking slanderously. They revile the things. The meaning of this word revile is abusive speech, personal mockery. It is a slander, defame, speak irreverently, disrespectfully. So here Jude is describing their characteristic that false teachers abusively speak. They speak irreverently, disrespectfully, angels who are majesties. Can you see some of the false teachers? They are always slandering, mockering other things. Just they are not standing to preach word of God. Just mockering, insulting, joking on some other false teachers. Some other people. But here, these false teachers, they are defaming, speaking disrespectfully about angels, majesties. Here, the word says, right? Verse 8 says, majesties, angelic majesties. In this context, we should understand those are demons. Because verse 9, the Michael, he argued, disputed with the devil. So here, Jude, verse 9, according to verse 9, it is saying that false teachers, they are defaming, slandering about fallen angels. They personally mock demons and insult them. Two reasons why they speak slanderously. First reason why they speak slanderously is they are opposed to godly speech. Verse 9. Here Jude giving illustration of godly speech. That is Michael the archangel. Said verse 9, but Michael the archangel, when he disputed with devil, argued about the body of Moses, did not dare pronounce against him a reviling judgment. Two God-centered ways of speaking that false teachers do not have. First God-centered way of speaking that false teachers do not have is humbling himself as God's messenger. Here, Michael, the archangel, humbled himself. He did not speak rashly. He did not slander the devil, but he humbled himself in his high position. Because verse 9 says, the Michael, the archangel, when Michael contend for the body of Moses, argued with devil for the body of Moses, it is written in Old Testament, Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 5 to 6, we can see. What says, so Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord. He buried him in the valley of, in the land of Moab. So no man knows his burial place to this day. No one knows where Moses' body was buried. Michael is the one who buried that body by the instructions of God. Here Michael is a strong man, powerful angel. He is the head of many angels. You know, he helped Gabriel. Daniel chapter 10 verse 13 says, but the princess of the kingdom of Persia was withstanding me for 21 days. Then behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me. He is able. He is powerful. Then verse 21 says, however, I will tell you what is inscribed in the writings of truth, that there is no one who stands firmly with me against these forces. Michael, the archangel, he has strong. He can fight with devil. He can speak anything about devil, but he did not. He humbled himself in his high position. Not only in his high position, he humbled himself in the time of dispute with the enemy. You know, he was disputed with the devil. Devil means, we know that, one who accuses slander about others. We know that. Here Michael humbled himself in the time of fight with the enemy. Why they fought? Because the Satan wants to use the body of Moses so that Israel may worship those Moses' body. You know, sometimes we go to Old Goa. There are one body in Old Church, right? So many people are going and worshipping and praying something. Like, he is small. If body of Moses was found, how many people will go and worship, kneel down and pray? We don't know. Just I am telling. We did not find these things. But this is the case. God did not tell anybody else to bury body of Moses. That is secret. That work has done by Michael the archangel. So Satan came and argued with Michael. They got some issue. That time he did not speak slanderously. Michael did not speak slanderously. We must humble ourselves, even though we are disputing. We are speaking with enemies, brothers and sisters. Not only he humbled himself in the dispute with devil, and also in the opposing uselessness. in opposing uselessness, verse 9, part 8, did not dare pronounce against him a railing judgment. Michael knew that God grant him power over Satan according to Revelation chapter 12, verse 7. He has that power. He can fight with devil, but he did not. It says, out of respect for Satan's status and power as the highest created being, Michael did not dare pronounce against Satan. He did not use abusive word against Satan. Brothers and sisters, these false teachers, they pretend something that they are not. They don't have strength over the demons, fallen angels, angels, but they say that we have power over angels. I will bound demons. I will do that one, this one. I can do anything. The false teachers used to abuse these demons. That is clear. Brothers and sisters, we have limits less than Michael. We should not speak uselessly against demons. This is the key mark, brothers and sisters. False teachers who slander or insult Satan by saying, I will bound Satan. You know, there are many occasions I can say that. One time one preacher, possessed demon. He is saying she is possessed demon. Then what he is doing, right? He is, she is lying down. Then he is doing in his legs, he is doing like this. Kicking her so that I can kick demon. I can beat demon. I am very, very powerful than demon. So these people used to say like that. But they are not. That's why he is giving example Michael. Even Michael the archangel, powerful angel, he did not speak slanderously. Do you observe the difference? Did any time Pastor Sammy did like that? Going and I will fight demon, I will kick demon. Not only Pastor Sammy, even nobody else. True preachers cannot say like that. True teacher cannot say, I will win the demon. But these false teachers, they used to say like that. They preach like that. So that to deceive the churches, we should be careful. Maybe when we think about ourselves, maybe we won't slander demons. We won't speak against demons. But we speak against our brothers, right? Family members, right? We should not speak against our family members. Last time I was doing Bible study with youth group. Devote yourself. Be devoted to yourself. That means how you treat your family member. How you love your family member. Like that you should love your family member. We are all Cornerstone Community Church. We are all family members because of Christ Jesus. We should not speak anything against those, our family members. When you are doing right, you are insulting your family member. You are hurting your family member. That is not good, right? Here, that is the characteristics of false teachers, not characteristics of church member. We have to understand. We should respect. We should respect. There are some issues. There are some we won't like because of they are doing something wrong. But we should respect by not telling bad things about someone in his absence, in her absence, because they are part of family member. How you love yourself, how you love your mommy, daddy, how you love your brothers and sisters, we should love family, church members. So we need to consider that. The second God-centered way of speaking that false teachers do not have, honoring the Lord as the judge. Honoring the Lord as the judge. Verse 9. Michael said, but said, the Lord rebuke you. I am not going to rebuke you. I am not going to use bad language about you. The Lord may rebuke you. He is wishing the Lord may judge a demon. Condemnation on the devil, but he he left that to God's authority, simply telling that they will, the Lord will, Lord may rebuke you. The meaning of a word rebuke is to express strong disapproval of someone, or warn in order to prevent an action, or we can say bring one to an end. God will end demons' activities, demons' speech, whatever he is doing. God will take care. God will judge. Michael, the archangel, knows who he is. He should not cross the limits, boundaries. He knows who he is. That's why he honored the Lord as judge. Michael, he responded how pre-incarnate Christ responded in Zechariah chapter 3 verse 2. The Lord said to Satan, "The Lord rebuke you, Satan. Indeed, the Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you." Even pre-incarnate Christ, when he came to the earth to deliver the message as a messenger, he said, "Lord will rebuke you." Even though he is Yahweh, he has full authority, then he said, "God the Father will rebuke you." He has that authority, but he said, even when he was living on the earth as a man, what happened? Satan tempted Jesus Christ. That time he did not say anything. Satan used to say, chapter 4 of Matthew, he tempted, but he did not speak any bad words, but just he used word of God, then he is silent. We have to learn these things from Jesus Christ, because speech is very dangerous, brothers and sisters. When we control our speech right, we will solve many problems. Because of speech only, there are many problems in the church. We should not mock our brothers. We should not speak against brothers. If they are doing something wrong, right, you go and speak with that person. He will listen. He will respect you after that. He will give more respect because this person is caring about me. That's why he is coming secretly telling my fault. He is encouraging me. We need to learn how the Michael, the archangel said, how Jesus Christ doing. Second reason why they speak slanderously is they are filled with irrational thinking. They are filled with irrational thinking. Look at verse 10 says, "But these men revile the things which they do not understand. The things which they know by instinct, like unreasoning animals." Things which they know by instinct, like unreasoning animals. They operated from out of their unholy lust. They won't think. Here, idea is they do not soundly interpret word of God. They won't even understand what the Holy Spirit is trying to say to them, because they are unborn again. They are not born. Meaning of unreasoning is the lack of reasoning capacity, without reason, because they are like animals. This word means without speech, dumb. That means animals cannot speak, right? Cannot think. But these false teachers also, without speech, if they are not speaking, if you ask me, if they are not speaking, there is no problem of false teaching. They speak, but without reason. They can't understand what the Holy Spirit is saying. They won't think biblically. Brothers and sisters, they are highly educated people maybe. Maybe so many people are going, attending their church. They are preaching every day 2-3 sermons. But their thinking, their teaching, everything is corrupted. Everything is corrupted because they are like animals. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 4 says, "In whose case the God of this world has blinded the minds of unbelieving, so that they might not see the light of the gospel of glory of Christ." They are not able to see the truth. They are not able to understand the truth. That's why they are not able to reason. They are not depending on word of God. two evidences for that. They are filled with irrational thinking. First evidence for that, they are filled with irrational thinking, is their spiritual ignorance. Their spiritual ignorance. This says right verse 10, but these men revile the things which they do not understand. Because of that, they mock divine truth and heavenly authority, including things they do not even understand about Christ. They do not understand about gospel. They do not understand about Holy Scripture. Just because they are unable, they are ignorant. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 12 says, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, so that we may know the things freely given to us by God. Verse 14, but the natural man does not accept the things of spirit. They are not able to understand the things of the spirit because they are natural people. Verse 16 says, for who has known the mind of the Lord that he will instruct him? But we have the minds of Christ. True teacher will understand the mind of Christ. One who is reading the Bible and following Christ, genuine teacher will understand mind of Christ. Even every believers will understand mind of Christ. But these false teachers, they don't have mind of Christ. They are ignorant because they don't have Jesus Christ mind. I have read article, The Growing Meanness of the Christian, Believer's Cult in Goa, May 18, 2017. I have read this article. That means this article is talking about there are some false teachers in Cornerstone. There are some false teachers in Goa. We should be aware of. They wrote, what they wrote, I am reading. Today, however, there is a new problem in Goa. The problem posed by the non-Roman Catholic missionaries, often called the Protestants. The Roman Catholic, they are saying that all Protestants, they are false teachers. There is a problem. Protestants came. Those who know Bible, they came. They are all false teachers. Then it says, that article made Martin Luther as false teacher. It says like this, Martin Luther is often described as reformer of Christianity. He, like John Calvin, called for a literal interpretation of the Bible. You see, Luther opposed the practice of praying to Mary, mother of Jesus. He was against the church authority. He himself was no saint. See, these false teachers came into the Goa. His followers came into the Goa. These are the false teachers. Why they are telling like that? Is Martin Luther false teacher or true teacher? Can you say? True teacher. But they won't understand what is the gospel. They won't read Bible properly. They won't reason. They don't have Holy Spirit. They think that true teachers are false teachers. Why? Because they are spiritually ignorant. Spiritually ignorant. Brothers and sisters, they are slandering without biblical reasons. We think that they are false teachers, but false teachers accuse true teachers as apostates. Here Jude is saying that they are spiritually don't know, because they will not read the Bible, they won't rely on Scripture. Second evident for that, they are filled with irrational thinking, is their eternal destruction. Their eternal destruction. Look at verse 10 says, like unreasoning animals, by these things they are destroyed. False teachers will be finally wiped. Here Jude adds the false teachers' evil things that leads them in eternal destruction. As God's enemies, having intentionally fished the message of Christ, they will all face eternal punishment in the lake of fire. You know, Revelation chapter 20, verse 11. This is very bad news. Christ is going to judge false teachers. This is not a thing we can joy. Oh, Christ is going to judge these false teachers. But it should be make we are sad, because we cannot face Christ's judgment. That is very difficult, even for false teachers. We must have that attitude so that God may change these people. See, Revelation 20 verse 11, then I saw a great white throne, and him who sat upon it, from whose presence earth and heaven fled away, and no place was found for them. Verse 14, then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. See, God is going to judge these false teachers. But we are not greater than false teachers. We are not so spiritual than false teachers. We were all like that. We were all like unreasoning animals. We rejected Christ before. We rejected the gospel before. We want to become God ourselves by rejecting God. We are all like that. But God saved us, brothers and sisters. God saved us from his condemnation. We know one of the famous false teacher, Ben-Hin. Do you believe? Yeah, he is one of the famous false teacher. His relative, Costihin, who followed his uncle and worked with his uncle, had luxury life with his uncle. But one day he said, Ben-Hin is my uncle, but prosperity preaching is not for me. How he changed suddenly. See, God is saving some of the false teachers. He is going to save some of the false teachers so that we may pray for these false teachers so that they may get salvation. We must have that burden. Brothers and sisters, I am going to conclude. They have these all characteristics, like rejecting God's authority, like practicing immorality, not purity, and slandering, not disrespectfully speaking, because they are not relying on word of God. We should not rely on personal experience. We should not follow false teachers who are dreaming, telling their new revelations to us. We should avoid, because 2 Peter chapter 1, it says, 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 16 says, I am reading for you. For we did not follow clearly devised tales when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitness of his majesty. Verse 17. For when he received honor and glory from God the Father, such as utterness as this was made to him by majestic glory. This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. And we ourselves heard this utterance made from heaven when we are with him on the holy mountain. Verse 19 is very important, brothers and sisters. Verse 19. So we have the prophetic word made more sure. More sure. We have seen the glory of Christ. God the Father has spoken about God the Son. We have seen that miracle, special revelation, special thing, transfiguration. But he is saying, by seeing these all miracles and transfiguration, that is less sure. But the word of prophetic word made more sure. What you have, the word of God, is more sure. Not your personal experiences, not your visions, not your dreams. Because of their dreams, these false teachers went away from God. God may help us to rely on God's word continuously. God may help us to love the word of God continuously, to sit under biblical teaching. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you. Lord, you saved us. You gave your grace through your Jesus, through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, help us to please you by the strength of Christ, not our strength. Lord, bless this church, each and every one of us, Lord, to rely on your word, to obey your word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.